Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante with Greg Pickle. It's time for quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the hits literally keep on coming. From one MMA event to the next, they grow in excitement and anticipation. And UFC 252, no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $252. Those are some great odds. Plus, with basketball's playoffs right around the corner, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering $10 in free bets to use on in-game action for every day of the first round of the playoffs. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out for new users, offering them the chance to win $252 when they're placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight by using code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Greg. We are going to continue our conversation on this college football season. It's a story that keeps changing, like you said, day to day, minute to minute. And we are recording this on Tuesday. So if it sounds like we're not up to date, that is why. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or whenever, and we're trying to go through this. And Greg, when we left, I had asked you about the players, and they put together very quickly. They organized themselves and said, we want to play. And you mentioned the bit of an inconsistency because they wanted their, you know, the health issues to be taken care of. And then they also say they think they're being well taken care of at their place, whether it's Penn State or Ohio State. I didn't look at it as an inconsistency because I thought they just wanted it to be universal, that every school across the country was doing the right things. And there would be a set of standards that everybody would be living by. And I found that very interesting, very concise, what they wanted. The NCAA is the group that is absent in all this. We're still waiting to hear things from them. And it seems like there's a leadership void. Now, the next group that seems to be speaking up are the coaches. And we met, you know, James Franklin was on ESPN on Tuesday morning. Jim Harbaugh spoke up. Ryan Day spoke up. Scott Frost spoke up. And one of the topics that was brought up that I'd like to get your take on it was the idea that the players are probably safest. I shouldn't use the word bubble, but under the auspices of the coaching staff, the medical staff, they're being protected. They're being reminded how important it is to be safe. And if they didn't have a fall season, they would be pretty much left on their own. They're probably safest when they are involved with the team. What do you think?
I don't disagree with you, but I would counter with this, Jim, is that I don't think these guys, I think that's a well-crafted talking point by all these coaches at this point in time, and it's certainly working as it relates to public perception. But to me, they ain't going to leave these kids out on a vine. If they, if they don't have a fall season, I'm pretty confident that they will get to have workouts just like they've been having since what, June, when they were allowed back on campus. So as long as these campuses are open and every school across the country, seemingly, well, not all of them, but certainly Penn State and most in the Big Ten are pretty hell bent on having in-person classes to start the year. So as long as that's the case, I think they're going to let these guys stay on campus, have workouts, be around their coaches and things like that, even if there is no season, or even if there isn't a season until the spring, or if it's delayed a little bit. So maybe I'm wrong on that, but that's kind of the sense I get at this point. So I think it's a well-crafted argument from the coaches and from the players, who some of them have mentioned that as well. But I think that even if there isn't a season, they're going to make sure those guys are taken care of on campus or in off-campus housing or whatever, that they'll be able to work out as long as campus isn't closed like it was back in March when things first flared up. So we'll see how that all shakes out. But yeah, I mean, you know, the coaches' voices are great. The players' voices are great. But we haven't heard a lot from athletic directors, and we have not heard a word from the presidents. And again, I just think it's important to remember that it seems to be in the president council's hands at this time. And they might be listening more now to the coaches and the players and the athletic department people than they were, you know, maybe over the weekend or maybe last week or whatever. But I think until we hear from them, a lot of this stuff is just noise, really. I mean, it's important noise. It helps with recruiting. It helps with team camaraderie. It helps give us something to talk about, of course. But I just think the people that we really need to hear from on this topic, either the medical professionals advising the presidents or the presidents talking about what they've learned from the medical people to have them at this point on the brink of canceling the season, I just think those are the most important voices. And unfortunately, we just haven't heard from them yet, at least not as of this recording. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, I do think that if there is no season, or if they postpone the season, they're going to let these guys stay on campus as long as other students are allowed on campus, or as long as, you know, the campus isn't closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. So I don't know if in reality that talking point has as much or carries as much weight as it feels like it should. But if I'm wrong, then yeah, it's going to carry a ton of weight, because I think there's a lot of players who feel like their coaches are saying.
The question becomes, and it is wide open, let's say they do move the season to the spring, has anyone even bothered to discuss what that means for the fall? You know, are we allowed to work out together? Are we, you know, allowed to have the strength and conditioning group work with the players? Those things have not been determined, and that's part of the unknown, I guess, that's going on. And I find it fascinating also, Greg, that presidents, if we go by the reports that leaked out on Saturday or whenever it was they met, it seemed to be reporting the season's over. They had a vote. The vote was 12-2 or something to that effect. They're not going to play in the fall. That's it. Done. Then all of a sudden we have what happens. The multiple conferences, they have their meeting Sunday night. The players organize and say something. The coaches come out with their say, and that appears to at least be swaying the decision. How come that those multiple voices are being taken into consideration now instead of being taken into consideration prior to when they were meeting and allegedly making a decision?
So let me read you a tweet, Jim, from Pete Dammel of Yahoo Sports. This comes from Tuesday, right around lunchtime. He said last night, so that's referring to Monday night, the Big Ten began hypothetically discussing what teams could do, or would do rather, in the fall if the season gets moved to spring. It was contentious, as the bigger programs still want to play this fall. It marked one of the first hypothetical conversations about this topic. So I think you could read that one of two ways in social media. Some people have been reading it one way and some people have been reading it another way. You know, when we've heard from Sandy Barber, she seemed pretty steadfast, even as recently as last week, about the fact that, you know, they are not really focusing on a spring season. So I'm sure that's been modeled, and I'm sure it's been discussed and simulated, but doesn't seem like anything was really settled on, Jim. So if they haven't settled on what a spring season could look like, there's no chance they discuss what you can do in the fall and are near any kind of resolution. But I will say that them also reports that UMass, which voluntarily opted to cancel its season, just as Ricky Ronnie, his Old Dominion team did and athletic program did. You know, Walt Harris, the head coach there at UMass, said that they're planning to keep their guys on campus and have them train and work out and things like that. And I do believe that would be the default setting if any other conference or teams would decide to opt out of the 2020 college football season. So, but in terms of the conversations, you know, again, it just felt like, and it has felt like for the longest time, and maybe this will end up not being the case, but it's just felt like everyone's kind of been sitting back and putting in plans putting in place plans to start the season on time. And it was almost like, we're not going to think about contingencies and alternatives and things like that because we don't want it to happen. We're hoping that it doesn't happen. And now there's all these questions. I mean, James Franklin was very honest and open about it during an appearance on ESPN's Get Up program Tuesday morning. He has parents asking him. He said that they've had calls with parents and players and everyone else. What happens to my eligibility? And we've talked about some of this before, but do I get a fifth year? If I'm a freshman, does that mean I'm going to be a freshman next year? Or will I still be a sophomore even if we don't play in the spring? You know, how does it affect guys that are supposed to be on campus next year? I mean, all of these things, and it's like no one's even bothered to stop and think about them or put some thoughts in place. So there was another report out that those conversations and perhaps even decisions may be made by, you know, Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday evening. We'll see how that actually plays out. But that's the other problem the Big Ten faces, in my opinion, Jim. I don't think they can move forward with canceling or moving the season until there's more infrastructure in place to actually move the season beyond the end of September. So I think, and I said this earlier in the show, and we sound like we're on the same page, that's why it's starting to feel like the only real option here may be to delay it to the middle or end of September. And that by no means indicates or declares that it will be the final decision, Jim, but it gives them enough time to put some more things in place. So that way, if they decide to do that, they can actually answer the questions that players, coaches, fans, media, whomever have.
Well, you know, that's, and it's, I keep going back, I'm the broken record now. I'm putting the blame on the school presidents, where I think, you know, when you have a situation where you're setting up, you're putting out a schedule, as the Big Ten did. If you're a coach, if you're players, if you're the athletic director, that's what you're pointing towards. That's what you're planning for because, hey, we've been given a schedule. What else are we supposed to do? And if you look around at every other sport, and I realize these are professionals, but baseball has found a way to play. Basketball is playing. Hockey is playing. The NFL is planning on playing. So no matter where you look, they're playing. So I can't blame, you know, the coaches and the players from saying, hey, look, here's what we're going to do. We are going to go out and have a season here in the fall. That's what we plan for. That's what we prepare for. It just seems so much out of left field that you had the Big Ten presidents get together on their own and decide or, you know, make a tentative decision about canceling fall football. And when they say, oh, well, maybe we'll play in the spring, you know, they've probably given no thought to that, no thought to the repercussions of that. So that's why I have a real issue with not so much canceling the fall, but how they got to that process. And it seems like it was not well thought out and not well prepared for. All right, that's it for quarter number three. We're going to keep the conversation going in quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.